right, so I'm going to present a result to you for many of you that actually I've been sitting on since 2006, so it may be interesting to you. I study dynamics in systems, and so today I'm going to be talking about in this poster the dynamics of actually a disk tilt and which kinds of codes can generate a disk tilt. So I have a picture right there. So what's the motivation for this? Well, if you take a look at some observations, in this case I'm looking at AM-CAM-VAN, it'll have if you look at the periodogram, there'll be some distinct periods that are shown. And in this case, it has a distinct period that is going to be shorter than the orbital period. So here's the orbital period one. If you have a period that is slightly shorter than the orbital period, then this is going to indicate that you should have an accretion disk that is tilted. So I'm showing you here that the rotation axis of the disk is tilted by an angle theta to the orbital axis of the system. And that cartoon can be found in that particular journal article right there. We started this work in 2000. And in that particular paper, we artificially rotated the disk and the code to see if we can reproduce the observations. So this time we have started to modify the code to generate the disk tilt naturally. So here is our modified smooth particle hydrodynamic code. And I'm just showing you one simulation. In fact, it's the same simulation that I did in the year 2000. So I'm showing you here the light curve, and you can't really see it, but I did bin it. I know binning is sinning, but I did bin it. And I took the Fourier transform of it, and you can definitely see there's a signal there. And that signal right there is telling us that the disk is tilted. So we take a look at the actual simulation itself, and we look at it edge on. And I changed the aspect ratio so you can see it. The disk is definitely tilted. It does it on its own in the code. If you look at it far away, from your point of view, it may look like a warp. So which kinds of codes can actually generate a tilted disk? I will tell you right now that our SPH, our original SPH code, cannot generate the tilted disk. We had to modify the code. That code can generate the tilted disk. And the shape of the disk is very important to it. It kind of, you can't really see it, but it has a shape like an airfoil or an air wing shape, and that's a very important, the shape of the disk. I can't tell you about the MHD or the no MHD codes because my colleague is working on those right now, so you'll have to wait for the paper on that one. We flip to the other side and start looking at protoplanetary disks. In this case, we only have an analytical model because we want to be able to see if the disk can actually tilt in theory. And we take a look at two disks. We take a look at the outer disk and the inner disk. So in this particular source, we're looking at a class 2 source that has a planet already embedded in the disk. It has already cleared out a gap. But there's an inner disk and there's an outer disk. We notice that if we follow the flow from the cloud, the protostellar cloud, to the rim of the disk, it is subsonic flow. The subsonic flow is not enough to generate this disk tilt in the outer disk. But as the flow drops into the potential well, it'll pick up in speed and it will turn supersonic, and that inner disk does have the potential to tilt. So the idea is you should be looking at the inner disks of protoplanetary disks to see if they tilt. If you're interested in why the disks tilt, that's in that paper right there with my colleague Eduardo Martin, who is from Brown Dwarfs. If you want to know why they tilt, that's in that particular paper right there. If you're interested in the subject, you have to wait to September and come see me in Palermo. And you can hear about it then. Thank you.